Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My girlfriend and I recently started having sex. There have been multiple occasions when it has been impossible for me to get an erection. Being 21 years old, it is taking a lot more work than in the past. I've been drinking alcohol more lately, and due to work, I only get 4 hours of sleep each night. I do have a high stress level. What can I do?
Thank you for your question. I would encourage you to talk with your girlfriend about this issue and to consider showing her this column. She may not realize how frustrating this is for you and how strongly attracted to her you feel. Her feelings of rejection and your feelings of embarrassment may continue to damage your relationship unless you're able to communicate effectively with each other. Men's erections are influenced by a number of factors. Young, healthy men rarely have erection difficulties as a result of physical reasons. More often, young men have erection problems that are largely caused by performance anxiety. If you worry about pleasing your girlfriend and are stressed about being able to keep an erection, then those worries may be making it more difficult for you to get or keep an erection. However, in addition to anxiety about pleasing your girlfriend, you've got a lot stacked against you when it comes to lifestyle factors. Drinking a great deal of alcohol can contribute to erection problems, as can general life stress, lack of sleep, and illness. The most important thing you can do for your health, as well as for your penis, is to take care of your health. Try to make time to visit your campus health center, where you may be able to make appointments to learn about how to manage your alcohol consumption, how to manage your time more effectively, healthy ways to get more sleep, and how to reduce your overall stress levels. If you've been sick, please check in with a healthcare provider. If money is an issue, call around to local clinics or to your health department and ask where you might be able to find a free clinic or one that offers reduced rates or charges based on a sliding scale of income. At the same time, talk with your girlfriend. Let her know how attracted you feel to her and how important she is to you. Try to reassure her that you're making efforts to improve your health so that your shared sex life can get better too. Exploring sexuality in ways that take pressure off of your penis, such as breast play, sensual touching, making out, and performing oral sex on her, may also be low-stress, pleasurable ways of sexual sharing. I would also recommend reading The Sexual Male: Problems and Solutions and The New Male Sexuality. Both of these books provide important information to men about their sexuality and about erections, and both are favorites of the college men I teach. There is good reason to feel confident that you can improve the situation, and I wish you the best.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I know that men masturbate, but I'm bothered by the fact that my boyfriend does it. I just moved in with him and our sex life is great, but sometimes we can't have sex because of our schedules. Is it normal for him to still be masturbating?
Most women and men have masturbated at some point in their lives, and although some myths suggest that only single or lonely people masturbate, research has consistently found that masturbation is common not only among people who are single or dating, but also among people who are in committed relationships or marriages. This is particularly true for men who tend to have higher rates of masturbation than many women. People masturbate for various reasons, including pleasure, enjoyment, stress reduction, or to help them fall asleep. So the short answer is that yes, it is common for people to masturbate even when they're living with a partner and sexually active with that partner. It is perhaps even more common for partnered people to masturbate when they don't always have access to their partner. You two may be incredibly in love and attracted to each other, but given that you have different work schedules, he may find that he's home alone sometimes, feels aroused, and feels like masturbating. And while it's important to understand that your boyfriend's masturbation behavior is common, it's also important to understand that your reaction is common too. You are certainly not the only woman, or man for that matter, who has felt uncomfortable about their partner's masturbation. Some people worry that if their partner masturbates, that it could indicate that their partner doesn't love them or lust after them as much as they hoped. Others worry that it signals a decline in their relationship. Another concern sometimes relates to the circumstances around their partner's masturbation, like what they're thinking about when they masturbate or whether they're watching porn. If you're feeling hurt or blaming yourself, or if you're just plain curious about your partner's masturbation, it's okay to bring it up and talk about it in gentle, caring, respectful ways. Keep in mind, too, though, that men and women have a right to have a private experience of sexuality, even when they're in relationships, and it can be a delicate area to discuss. To learn more about masturbation and how partners can incorporate it into relationships and feel okay about it, check out The Guide to Getting It On or The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex. You can learn more about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.